throw your head up mid-squat to use it as a momentum device to complete the lift.
Welcome to the Natural Alpha Podcast, where we talk about natural but powerful biofundamentals in training, sex, and behavior. And remember to check out my YouTube channel to get the visuals of everything I'm talking about today.
Okay, so let's get back to the show. Head or where to look when you're doing a squat, it's always been a bit of a controversy. Some people say to stay tight, keep your chin tucked in the whole lift. Others say look up during the whole lift because your body will go where your eyes are looking. The best tip that I've ever gotten and that I've ever given is to have a dynamic head movement. So when I'm going down, and you'll see, I'll put the clip up here. Here I'm just using a nice lightweight of 150 kilos. But when I'm going into the descent of the squat and I want to hit my depth, I keep my head in neutral. So keep your head in neutral. Then you'll feel your depth. I do a little bit of a dive bomb, a little bit of a spring. And then when you're coming up out of the hole, you flick your head up. Now the human head weighs between 9 and 12 pounds. So the reason you want to keep the head in neutral and only flick it up when you're on the ascent and usually at your sticking point is because you can actually use your head as a momentum device, as shown here. So you can see me here, I'm just in a squat, and you're just gonna have to take my word for it, but you're gonna try this yourself. I encourage you to try this yourself. Go into a squat, just relax your legs, relax your lower body, and the only thing you're gonna do is actually flick your head up. And you can see when I'm doing this, that actually drives, my whole body is starting to move up. And that's just using the weight of my head as a momentum device. So imagine you're at a sticking point in your squat. Now, even though the head only weighs about anywhere from, again, 9 to 12 pounds or so, when you throw it up, it's able to lift my entire body, my entire upper body anyways, my upper body and my thighs off of my calves. So could you imagine however much weight that is when you're at a sticking point in your squat, if someone were to lift that much and sort of give you a bit of a bro lift in the gym while you're doing a squat, how that could actually help you complete your lift. So this is one of the best training tips I've ever gotten and I've ever used. Try it out for yourself. Let me know how it works for you in the comment. That's it for today's video. Just a quick tip. Stay strong and free.
Guys, I'm trying to make the best value for time channel in the industry. So if you like the videos such as this that pack a ton of action items into 5 minutes or less, then please subscribe. Until next time, stay strong and free.